it's a nursing initiative. The doctor is there for the delivery, but once the baby comes out, the baby just is placed right on mom's abdomen on top of some warm blankets, and then the nurse and the mom and the obstetrician dry the baby off with the blankets that are right there, but it's right there on her belly, right? And then they cut the cord and they, you know, continue to dry the baby and stimulate the baby. It doesn't go over to the warmer at all. And then they put a hat on the baby's head to help it not lose, you know, heat from the head, because, you know, that's a huge source of heat loss. And then they put a diaper on the baby so it doesn't pee or poop on the mom, and because that's another thing babies do almost immediately when they're born. And then they turn the baby over on mom's chest, place it kind of up near and between the breasts, and cover the baby with four layers of warmed blankets, and cover mom and baby. And then the instructions are, you just let it be. You know, the nurse still can do her assessments of the baby's vitals, vital signs right there on mom. She doesn't need to take the baby to the warmer. And then you just allow them to just kind of be. And the baby, because the birthing process, especially, well, this is mostly vaginal deliveries. That's what we focus on. The baby's very alert after the vaginal delivery. And after it rests for a little while, it starts to look at the mom, and then it starts to look for the breast. It's driven by its sense of smell. Because the amniotic fluid that is still on the baby's hands is very similar to the scent of mom's breast milk. And so the baby is guided by its sense of smell and touch, and by some vision as well. That's why we don't like to have the ointment placed in the baby's eyes right away, so the baby can actually locate the breast and have a successful latch. And it's so wonderful to see nurses who see this say, I'm a believer. They never thought that a baby could crawl or locate the breast so quickly. And usually the latch is very painless for the mother, because the baby knows exactly how to latch on. It's not somebody forcing the baby to latch or you know what I'm saying? There's no artificial handling to have the baby, to help the baby. The baby just does it on its own. And moms who, you know, the practice of doing kangaroo care is for all moms, whether they choose to formula feed or to provide breast milk, because of the benefits, you know, not only for the breastfeeding, but it's the benefits that the mom provides, the warmth and the ideal place for baby to transition from the intrauterine environment to the extrauterine environment. You know, so she provides the warmth, the place for the baby to stabilize.